Hi, I'm Steve DeStante, and I'm joined today by Joan Trent of TriLink Global. Joan, you're the Director of Marketing and Impact Investing at TriLink, as well as a member of the executive team. Can you tell us a little bit about your company, as well as your specific role?
Yes, Steve. So TriLink Global is a fund manager, and our mission is to exponentially increase the flow of capital into impact products so that we can move the needle on poverty more quickly. We know that there are capital market solutions to solve some of the world's human development needs, and so we are committed to creating and launching and managing investments that not only deliver attractive returns, but that also generate positive benefits for communities across the globe. In terms of my particular role, as a senior member of the team, I sit on the investment committee, so it's about helping source and evaluate transactions in our portfolios. I also sit on the Sustainability and Impact Committee. So at the same time that we're looking at investments, we're also looking at the environmental, social, governance, and impact aspects of potential investment companies. I work a lot with developing the impact industry and our role of leadership in terms of not only participating in conferences, educating a lot of investors, and supporting the development of new talent for our industry by collaborating with universities and research organizations. And ultimately, we're all here to, you know, bring as much capital as we can to smarter capitalism.
You said you're seeking to increase the capital flow going into impact investing. How do you plan to do that?
Well, we look at the investor universe as having institutional investors, high net worth investors, and retail investors. Right now, impact products have traditionally been either geared for the institutional or high net worth accredited investor, or they've been available to retail investors, but at below market rate returns. And we don't believe that anyone should have to sacrifice return for making investments that do good things for people and planet. So we have established a process in which we are going to create funds in which we can attract institutional capital, high net worth capital, and retail capital as well. And why that's interesting is because institutional investors control a lot of money, but at the same time, because of their fiduciary responsibility, they very often need to wait until there's a more track record or more capital in a particular investment before they feel confident putting their investors' money in. High net worth investors are very interested in impact. I would say they're still kind of going through the process of learning more about it. The retail investor, and there are 75 million retail investors in the United States who collectively control $17 trillion of investable capital, are currently not being tapped for impact products. Because if you're offering a below market rate product to an investor who needs to save for their kids' college, pay their mortgage, and hope that they can last through retirement without outliving their money, we need to be able to offer them attractive market rate products as well. So TriLink has developed a process in which we can create funds that are available to retail investors that will allow them to participate in this impact investment movement while at the same time achieving the kind of returns that they need to meet their life goals.
So Joan, how does TriLink Global pursue generating both a financial return as well as generating impact in the same investment?
At TriLink Global, we believe that some of the world's human development needs can be solved by capital market solutions. An example of that would be food production. So we know that agribusiness is a big business. We also know that we can support smallholder farmers with better tools to be able to increase their quantity and quality of crop yields using environmentally sustainable methods. So that's an example of how you can blend both impact and business. So our investment theses will always be seeking out those investable opportunities. We will have always a very rigorous investment process, but at the same time, we have a sustainability and impact focus. As a team, we put together an industry review of what could be pros and cons in an industry, what could help the environment, what could harm the environment, what could help people, what could harm people. We want to understand the industry first, then we want to understand the particular requirements or pitfalls or opportunities within a particular company and country where we're operating. And we will always do that first analysis before we consider going into an industry or a company. Once we look at a company, we first require that they adhere to the International Finance Corporation, that's the private sector arm of the World Bank. So we seek that all of our companies adhere to the IFC exclusion list. No tobacco, no firearms, no forced labor. Then we apply our environmental, social, and governance screens. Our ESG screens we really consider to be a better form of risk management because you're making sure that there's good independent governance that's accountable, you make sure that they have good environmental policies in place, and you make sure that they treat their employees and their community with respect. We go beyond that though, because if you want to think about it, ESG is policies on the books. We want to make sure that they're putting them into practice. So we also require any company that we consider investing in to be able to self-identify an impact metric. What makes that company a good stakeholder in their community? And so they can pick things like job creation, they can pick things like agricultural productivity and food security, they can choose things like capacity building because they've got great training programs for their employees and they also work with the small producers within their production chain. So that's an example of how we seek to generate return and impact in the same investment. And what we believe is important is the same way that we report on financial returns and everyone expects that you will give a monthly and quarterly and annual performance, we also track, measure, and report on our impact through quarterly updates and an annual impact report, which is independently verified.